Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 29, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Premature ventricular contractions on healthy and diseased hearts. Differential acute effect of coupling interval and location. This swine study compared premature ventricular contraction-induced changes in left ventricular pressure in healthy hearts versus hearts with dilated cardiomyopathy. Premature ventricular contractions delivered at shorter coupling intervals resulted in greater acute hemodynamic dysfunction, with this effect being more pronounced in diseased hearts. The findings suggest that premature ventricular contraction-induced cardiomyopathy is likely related to the timing of the contraction and is exacerbated by pre-existing heart disease. Article number 2. Electrical impedance spectroscopy facilitates quantitative depth monitoring of pulsed field ablation, an impedometric approach with preclinical validation. This preclinical study demonstrates that electrical impedance spectroscopy can accurately monitor ablation depth during pulsed field ablation procedures. The change rate of low-frequency impedance correlated with lesion depth in both monopolar and bipolar pulsed field ablation settings. This technology holds promise for real-time, quantitative assessment of ablation depth, potentially improving the safety and efficacy of pulsed field ablation for cardiac arrhythmias. Article number 3. What is the diagnostic utility of cardiac magnetic resonance imaging in unselected patients with premature ventricular contractions and non-sustained ventricular tachycardia? This retrospective study evaluated the diagnostic utility of cardiac magnetic resonance imaging in patients with premature ventricular contractions and non-sustained ventricular tachycardia. Cardiac magnetic resonance imaging identified structural heart disease in a significant proportion of patients, with late gadolinium enhancement being the most common finding. Cardiac magnetic resonance imaging is valuable for risk stratifying patients with premature ventricular contractions and non-sustained ventricular tachycardia, especially when clinical suspicion for structural heart disease is present. Article number 4. Intellectual and neurodevelopmental delays in pediatric catecholaminergic polymorphic ventricular tachycardia, distinct characteristics, and a more malignant neurocardiac phenotype. This study identifies a distinct neurocardiac phenotype of catecholaminergic polymorphic ventricular tachycardia in children characterized by intellectual and neurodevelopmental delays. Patients with this phenotype exhibited a higher burden of ventricular arrhythmias and sudden cardiac death compared to those without neurodevelopmental delays. The findings suggest a more malignant form of catecholaminergic polymorphic ventricular tachycardia with unique clinical features requiring heightened surveillance and management. Article number 5. Efficacy of low voltage area ablation is enhanced in patients with advanced left atrial enlargement, a sub-analysis of the SUPRESS-AF trial. This sub-analysis of the SUPRESS-AF trial reveals that low voltage area ablation for persistent atrial fibrillation is more effective in patients with advanced left atrial enlargement. Patients with larger left atrial diameters experienced a greater benefit from low voltage area ablation compared to those with less atrial remodeling. The study suggests that left atrial size may be a useful marker to guide patient selection for low voltage area ablation in persistent atrial fibrillation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.